The ebbing tide eventually carried them onto a small island strewn with giant turtle shells, on the far side of which a narrow strait of water flowed. This, the final gulf between them and the subterranean mainland. The island appeared alive as geysers of hot steam forced their way through crevices in the siliceous sandstone, creating hot springs wherever the ground had sunk to form natural basins. They watched in fascination as plumes of vapor rose majestically into the air, creating heavily laden clouds from which each returning droplet assumed the prismatic colors of the rainbow. As the warm, humid air gently eased the pain of their aching limbs, the three weary travelers fell exhausted to the ground, where they slept. As they slept, they dreamed of the world they were now part of, a world within a world, time within time, a dream within dreams. They were awakened by the noise of an electric storm. The waves had destroyed their raft, and the sea was a raging torrent, racing at great speed along the strait, which now took on the appearance of rapids. Each taking refuge inside one of the giant turtle shells, their chances of survival lessened by each passing second as huge waves swept them along the narrow strait toward an enormous gaping black hole into which the anguished water poured at an alarming rate. All around them, forked streaks of lightning plunged and attacked in every direction, some of which metamorphosed into globes of fire, which, for inexplicable reasons beyond their understanding, began to chase the turtle shells as they plunged violently, one by one, into the black hole. After falling for what seemed an eternity, they were suddenly shot sideways at terrific velocity into a tunnel which had barely enough room to spare between the shell and the ceiling above their heads. Although they were many leagues beneath the Earth's crust, the tunnel behind them was bathed in white, blinding light as, despite their being given both guidance and propulsion of great speed by the rapid flow of water, the globes of fire had chosen the same route. The chase was on as they prepared for the ride of their lives.